Are you tired of listening to the same playlists over and over again? Are you ready for something new? Discover the latest music from LGBTQIA musicians on Homoground. There's so much music ready for you to devour, like this song by Carl X. What are you waiting for? Visit homoground.com or search Homoground on your favorite podcast app. Same ground, different sound. You're on Homoground.
Welcome to The Astroholic Explains,
a podcast where we try to explain the universe's greatest mysteries with fictional stories, Q&As, and interviews.
Join Dr. Alfredo Carpinetti, the self-styled astroholic,
and Chris, my partner in life and in science.
Featuring experts and brilliant voice actors, join us in a light-hearted journey of discovery. Question. You know how sometimes people get really excited because there's a lunar eclipse? And on a clear night, you can look up and you can see this lunar eclipse. All right. Which is effectively, from my knowledge, the shadow of the Earth on the Moon.
Absolutely correct.
Right. So you know how at any other given time of the year, you look up and you see the Moon and it's in different phases. You can see the tiny little new moon, or you can see a half moon, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Half of the Moon, or whatever percentage of the Moon you cannot see, is effectively in shadow.
Yeah.
Does that not make every phase of the Moon an eclipse?
That's an interesting question, but I think it's a semantic question rather than an astronomical one, in the sense that we define an eclipse...
Maybe I should start running these questions past you before we record.
No. But, oh, wait, okay. I think there is, I was interpreting a semantic question, but I think there is an issue of what you actually think it's the shadow.
So when there's a new moon, I'm afraid I can't say what that is actually called in English. In Welsh, it's called Ewin, which means like fingernail. So it's that sort of very small crescent moon. Thank you. There we go. I remembered. So you've got a crescent moon, and you can see that part of the moon.
Yes.
The rest, is that not just the shadow of the Earth covering the moon?
No.
So tell us more.
Well, yes. okay. Yeah. So the semantic part, an eclipse is when a body is casting a shadow, a celestial body is casting a shadow onto another celestial body. What's the shadow you saw on the moon during its phases was actually due to the Earth, then yes, it would be a constant eclipse. But the shadow that you see on the moon during its phases is not the shadow of the Earth. What do you think is the shadow of? Chris is making a thinking face.
It's always good when I make a thinking face. I mean, there's nothing else. It can't, if it's not Earth that's making its shadow, is it like when it's night on Earth?
Absolutely correct. So why is it night on Earth? Where is that? Why is half of the planet in shadow?
Because the other half of the planet is shielding it from the sun.
Yes, absolutely correct. Night on Earth is simply its shadow. And in the same way, the phases of the moon are simply the shadow of the moon as it goes around the Earth. So when we have a new moon, in which the moon doesn't appear in the sky, it's simply because it's in a position that we're only getting sort of the backside of the moon. While when we have a full moon, the moon is completely behind the Earth and we see the full disk. So we are seeing the full illuminated moon. And all the other points, we're just getting a little bit of the moon in shadow.
Okay, so when you can just see maybe a little bit of the moon, going back to the crescent.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can actually see, I mean, a very faint outline, but you can see the rest of it. It's not completely in shadow. What's going
Absolutely.
On there?
Absolutely. What do you think could create that effect of this game of shadows?
Oh my gosh, I know this. So what I'm picturing is not from memory. When I've seen things like this, it isn't actually during night. You look up into the sky, and sometimes it's a blue sky, and you can still see the moon, but you can see like a crescent, and that's when you can see like the faint bit.
Yeah.
Is it daylight reflected off the Earth?
Absolutely correct.
Yes.
So I was going to point out what happens when it's a full moon and you're outside. And what happens is that you're still casting a shadow. So it's still sunlight bouncing off the moon. And I think it would be fascinating if somebody, well, a space agency, took pictures of the Earth during the night side of the Earth, during a full moon and during a new moon, to see the difference that the light of the moon
would it even makes. Register? I mean, would that even show up on a photo?
Actually, I don't know. We definitely have too many artificial lights for it to be maybe very powerful. But
I mean, yeah, hypothetically, if all of the lights were turned off on Earth, then maybe we'd see a slight difference.
The light of the moon is something like tiny compared to the light of the sun. I think it's in a millionth or something. It's a very small number. But the fact that a full moon is capable of casting shadows,
and they're quite harsh shadows as well.
Yes, so it should be enough to provide an illumination. I am not sure about that as an answer, but it's trying to. We'll have to find somebody that has access to satellites to take that picture. You know, the sort of the light reflected by the Earth onto the moon during its phases. It's actually called Earthshine.
Oh, that's a cool name.
Yeah, it's quite good. Do you know who sort of worked it out, or was the first one to realize where it was from?
Galileo?
No, but he is Italian.
The other one, the heretic, Bruno.
Not Giordano Bruno, but good guessing. I would say that it's somebody that we don't associate often with astronomy.
Mussolini.
What?
I don't associate him with astronomy.
No, this is not a fascist discovery from the 20th century.
Damn.
It's more Renaissance.
Oh, Da Vinci?
Yes, Leonardo was the first one. Much, much better. Leonardo was the first one to realize that the effect was due to the Earth and sunlight reflected on Earth and bouncing off onto the shadowy side of the moon.
The more you know. I'm going to jump back to what I was mentioning right at the start about actual eclipses and lunar eclipses. Mm-hmm. It glows red. Why?
Wait. It doesn't always glow red.
But so, I mean, sometimes it glows sort of red-orange.
Red-orange. When do you know when that happens?
Honestly, I don't know. I'm not very clear about lunar eclipses.
So, there are a lot of eclipses in which it just makes the full moon look like the having a phase. It's simply because it passes through the Earth's shadow cone, but not completely. So you're sort of, in that case, you are seeing the shadow of the Earth covering the full moon. But there is something else. When the moon goes perfectly through the shadow of the Earth, what happens is that the little bit of sunlight that goes through the Earth's atmosphere reaches the moon. So the shadow of the Earth is not a perfectly stark, dark shadow. It's not perfectly black, but it's reddish, simply because there is, in the thin atmosphere of our planet, enough red and enough light to Cassidy is Freddy's shadow.
Is it kind of like a prism effect? Like Earth and Earth's atmosphere acts as the prism and the sunlight comes through it and sort of refracts slightly, but you're
refract is the right word.
You're only seeing the red light.
Why are you only seeing the red light? It's the same reason why...
I know, I can never remember. It's something about low wave frequency of the color red.
Well, it's the same reason why you see a red light at sunrise and sunset. So atmosphere is much better at scattering light that is blue and violet, and it scatter red and yellow light not as efficiently. So when the sunlight goes through more of the atmosphere, you get the color red, compared to when the sunlight is up in the sky and going through a shorter path through the atmosphere. In lunar eclipse, you get a deep red because the sunlight goes through a lot of atmosphere, and so a lot of the shorter wavelength is scattered. And you might be asking, okay, if the shadow of the Earth has this reddish hue attached to it, why when we have a partial, or at the beginning of a total, we don't have a sort of reddish shadow on the moon? And that is simply because the rest of the moon, the part that is not in shadow, remains bright enough to just outshine the faint red color.
That makes sense. Well, I feel much more educated now. And I do feel like it's something that I should probably already have known.
I'm not sure. It's, you didn't know how to say crescent in English, so...
No, that's true, actually. So maybe I knew all of this in Welsh, but just not in English. Okay, well, thank you very much for answering my curious little question today.
You're very welcome.
And this is it for another episode of The Astrolic Explains.
Follow us on social media at The Astroholic and feel free to send in more questions.